SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The man who broke into the Pennsylvania governor's mansion and set a fire early yesterday morning had planned to beat Governor Josh Shapiro with a hammer if he had found him. That information is gleaned from court documents. Police say the suspect, a 38-year-old Harrisburg resident, admitted hating the governor, but we don't know why. The Shapiro family and some visitors were asleep at the time of the attack.
Shapiro says they were awoken at 2 a.m. by state police banging on the door of the governor's mansion in Harrisburg. The fire was extinguished. It broke out on the first night of the Jewish holiday of Passover, which Shapiro and his family were celebrating. Earlier, he put a picture on social media of his Seder table. State police say the fire caused significant damage to part of the residence.
Correspondent Julie Walker says no one was injured in the attack. President Trump explaining the rationale behind pending tariffs on pharmaceuticals.
We want to make our drugs in this country, and by placing a tariff on the companies that are not in this country, they're going to move into our country, and we're going to have our drugs made in the United States.
The president says he's also planning new tariffs on computer chips and semiconductors. Also at SRNNews.com, a private plane that crashed in upstate New York over the weekend was carrying six members of a close-knit family of physicians and distinguished student athletes. The twin-engine plane went down Saturday in a muddy field in Copaic, New York, an upstate community near the Massachusetts state line. The FAA says a New York City helicopter company whose sightseeing copter crashed, killing six people, shutting down operations immediately. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures, NASDAQ, S&P futures all higher. This is SRN News. A lot of people are killing themselves in the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Department of Education has ruled that teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealed that teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about the lessons, which sparked the state investigation. This is SRN News. Some good news for Californians and for visitors to the state who want to enjoy one of the most scenic drives you'll find anywhere in the world.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the Pacific Coast Highway will open in time for summer by the end of May ahead of schedule. The road's been closed since the January fires, with only Pacific Palisades residents, repair crews, and essential business employees allowed to use it. Crews are working to clear toxic debris, fix the road, and demolish collapsed homes.
And that's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping mounting a charm offensive of sorts. He's launching a week of Southeast Asia diplomacy. It all begins with a visit to Vietnam. He's hyping what is China's supposed commitment to global trade. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 388 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 337. More details at SRNNews.com.